Hi, and welcome to Math and Musings. I'm Mike O'Connell, creator of Math and Musings, and your host. Stay tuned for 15 minutes of science, politics, news, and opinion. In other words, Math and Musings. Today's date is Friday, August 18th, 2023. This is Season 3, Episode number 33, of our show, and it's one of those, it's like, do I even have to? Season 3, episode 33. I mean, yeah, I'll just leave it at that. We'll save time for more musings here. And I should say that today, you may be wondering, because I had, for the first time ever, a guest on last week's program. If you haven't heard that one, go back and listen to that one. This is sort of a part two, but I am flying solo. Actually, it's like part 100 and whatever episode we are on. It's all sort of the same thing. Flying solo today, it's one of those, it's like, it's an old show business maxim that, you know, you never appear on stage with children or animals. You know, they will always show you up. And last week, I think my son showing me up on the program. And he was a great guest. I appreciated having him on the show, but I mean, my show, I can't have him on every week. Like, we can't afford it here. We can't afford it. So, of course, I'm a little bit distracted, too. I'm thinking about just talking to him and then forgetting that, well, you know, we got a show to do. Got to make this an entertaining 15 minutes for the broader audience. I was distracted to the fact that I don't think I said the word Oreoification. I've mentioned it so many times before, and I've written about it before, that, the thing that started with Oreo, or it seems to have started with Oreo, and that's like the classic example of how companies have branched out in there. We looked at food items that for almost 100 years, an Oreo was just the black and white cookie. Black cookie and the white gelatin on the inside. And now there's 100 different flavors. So when we see that in other places, Kit Kats, Pop-Tarts, Pringles, Goldfish crackers, even Triscuits, like something you'd think that was like bland. Now there's, you know, a dozen different flavors of Triscuits. Like, how did they figure that one out? That's the Oreoification of these products. And then there's the broader theme, or I should say, there's like the funny aspect of it. I'm like, oh, look at those. The one we mentioned last week was the spicy Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich flavored Pringles. Like, isn't that funny? But there's a broader theme of like just more choices in the marketplace. And I'm not necessarily saying that this is bad. If anything, it's probably good. I mean, more choices is always good. And it's more than just food. There's and more than just laughing at it. It's, well, we should celebrate such a thing, or could celebrate such a thing. It doesn't have to be bad. It's funny. It's funny to stroll through the aisles at your local grocery store and see all the unusual food items. But there's more to it than that. There's the related subject of just fracturing, a splintering of all things. And whereas there used to be like the one version, and now there's a million different versions. And I like, think to my childhood of, let's say, like late night TV. Okay, there's Johnny Carson and there's everybody else. You know, it was one of those. Or in music, it's was especially true, you know, in the 40s, you know, it's Frank Sinatra. And then the 50s, it was Elvis. And then in the 60s, it was the Beatles. And there was one person or group that could stick his head or their heads above the crowd, and that was the new thing that everyone was looking at. Now, in this fractured world in which we live of entertainment, just looking at entertainment, there are so many options out there. It's almost impossible to think, like, could anyone ever be as big as Elvis was in the 50s? Like, no way. There's no one who would be that much head and shoulders above everybody else. With the opportunities we all have, I mean, we all put our songs on Spotify or iTunes, or put our content on Twitter or X, I believe it is called now, or like a 2-bit podgy. I don't know, a 2-bit podcast that anyone could put together. It's almost like it's too easy to put out content. There are a million options out there. Just more choices for the consumer, I suppose. Like, I shouldn't be upset by this thing. I've got an idea of, like, how to make this funny, but then also there's the serious side of it, too, and just of more choices in the marketplace. And this has been true and getting truer for decades, and it kind of follows that, well, there was, for almost 100 years, just the one style of Oreos, and then, you know, now there's a million more. I saw a graphic recently. It was like the top-rated TV shows, I believe it was just in the United States, and it must have been by percentage of households watching, because obviously, like, there's more people now, but as I was looking at the list, whether you look at top 20, top 30, top 50, whatever it is, like, most of them are from years that started with 19. Like, it's still the final episode of MASH, or the whodunit episode of Dallas, or, like, Roots when that was on TV in the 70s. Like, those are the ones that are still the greatest number of TV sets watching, just because there wasn't a lot of other choices back then. Now the biggest one, like, the few that are from this century are, like, okay, the Super Bowl. Like, yeah, it's tough to compete with other things when the Super Bowl is going on, but that's not number one. Maybe it isn't total number of TVs, but when you look at their percentage of people, because twice as many people as there was back when there were only half as many people as there were. It depends on the year you're looking at it. But the big ones are all from either when I was a kid or before, because TV is splintered now in the same way that food is, or that music is, or that holidays are. There's a million other holidays that people are celebrating more than just the standard ones I think of that I grew up with. Whether you're religious or not, like, there's a lot more options now. Whether you spend your time seeking out new bands or forays into modern music or not, like, there's a lot more options out there. In a world where we are all creating our own playlists. When we were kids, it was like, when I was a kid, when all of us were younger, that's the thing about going back in time, is like, we all had one thing in common, we were all younger, that, okay, just saying the radio, we were all listening to the radio. Yeah, there were a few stations. If you lived in the city, maybe there were a few more, but you were at their mercy. The CD companies, or the cassette tape company, or the vinyl producing company, you were at their mercy for what songs you were going to hear and what order you were going to hear them in. Like, yeah, you could move the needle on your LP, but generally you're listening to the order that some studio executive thought of, perhaps slash the musicians, but more often it was, you know, the Suits making those decisions. Now, where we can listen to songs individually and buy songs individually, or buy into different packages of how we're hearing these things, like, we're the masters of the content. And I think if a lot of us are buying Wendy's spicy chicken flavored Pringles, well, yeah, they're going to keep making those things. They're going to keep making them more and more bizarre. We haven't quite jumped the shark yet. That was the thing from last week. It's like, have we gone off the deep end here yet? But I think the answer is no. And then it was also pointed out to me, and I just wanted this into the record. It's like jumping the shark. Well, on last week's episode, it's like, wait, was there an incredible irony here that, like, I was the guy jumping the shark? Like, I was out of ideas, and, like, okay, the last refuge for coming up with ideas for Math and Musings was for the host to bring his 9-year-old son on the show. Was that jumping the shark? Well, maybe, but I think the content was good, and it was there, and I enjoyed spending time with my son on the program, and we'll do it again sometime. So, since that moment, we were talking last week about unusual food items, and I could just sit here and do it just by reading off a list of Pop-Tarts or Pringles. That would be amusing in and of itself. Or I could read the menu at Starbucks just because there's so many, and I've made fun of this so many times, because this is hilarious, just to see how many adjectives you can string together at a place like Starbucks of their various so-called coffee creations. I'm doing the air quotes thing with my fingers right now, because it ain't coffee. I mean, it's basically a milkshake in disguise. Same is true for Dunkin' Donuts, or in what is many places just simply referred to as Dunkin', because they have so many more things than just donuts. When I was a kid, Dunkin' Donuts sold two things, coffee and donuts. If you wanted a different kind of coffee, not your half-calf, decaf, mocha latte, maraschino, cherry-infused whipped cream, something or other milkshake, the only other option, well, they had decaf. You know, that was about it. Now they got a million things. The same way that gas stations, when I was a kid, used to sell this product called gasoline. Maybe you had to ask them for unleaded gasoline, or you know, maybe they had premium or diesel. That was about it. Now you walk in the gas station, and I shouldn't complain. I love places like Sheetz or Wawa. Like Sheetz, one of my favorite stores. Nothing against Wawa. It's just that the Sheetz is closer to my house. There is a Sheetz closer to my house. It's basically, you know, you can have a gourmet meal there, made to order at Sheetz. It's so much more than just gas. And even like the mom and pop gas stations are leaning that way because they realize they got to do that to compete. It's more than just gas. Anyway, I knew something like this would come up as soon as we clicked off the microphone last week. I think my son and I go out to celebrate, and I think it was at Food Lion. Food Lion's always a place that I mentioned. It's like, hate to say it, it's like low-end grocery store, but that's the one where you're going to find unusual food items. Yeah, go to your hole-in-the-wall groceries to find these unusual food items, and we go through the Pringles section, and they've got Minecraft flavored Pringles, and you may think to yourself, oh, they're just putting a different label on it, but how could it taste like Minecraft? Well, they have it labeled suspicious stew, which my son had to explain this one to me. I think that's actually a thing in Minecraft, and darned if it doesn't taste like suspicious stew. Yeah, it tastes a little suspicious, a little sus, as the kids say these days. So there's one for you, suspicious stew, Minecraft flavored Pringles. And then, a week or so later, my son and I are in the old country. We are in Binghamton. Now you realize, all right, 13 minutes in the show, he's not going to be able to go through his whole Binghamton vacation. Tune in next week to hear the whole story about Binghamton, but this one relates to unusual food items. We go to the Oakdale Mall, like one of the few malls left in America. And yeah, it's sort of turning into a food court and escape room like that. There's like a medical walk-in clinic there. Like you're not going there to shop. Although they do still have an FYE, which is just incredible to me. Now, they have some electronics there, but it's mostly about kitschy, weirdo things, like unusual slogans on t-shirts or stickers, and then unusual food items. And they had the thing we had seen the last time I was in an FYE, the last time I was in a mall on vacation, of course, because we don't have these things around here, in an old school mall with the old school electronics store, which is now the unusual food items. Several months ago in Tucson, Arizona, we found these sweet cheese mayo Pringles, and they were $13. And my son said, "Daddy, this is the only souvenir I want from our trip. I won't ask you for anything else. I want these sweet cheese mayo Pringles." I bought the sweet cheese mayo Pringles. Fast forward 4 months later, we're in Binghamton. We go in the FYE. We look to see if they have the sweet cheese mayo Pringles. And for better or worse, they did. This time, I did not have to buy them. I've had them before, but in classic Binghamton fashion, these $13 Pringles were only $5. Classic Binghamton. And to hear more stories about Binghamton, tune in next week to hear more math and musings Well, you can head to MikeOConnellJr.com.